Well, the World Economic Forum views itself as a partner in Africa's transformation. And the way in which we support Africa's transformation is through the leaders that we convene. And these are representatives from every segment of society. We have government leaders, we have business leaders, we have leaders from the NGO, from non-governmental organizations, from academia, youth leaders, women leaders, religious leaders. And so our annual meeting, which is really a gathering of these communities of leaders that engage throughout the year to address different issues, opportunities, but challenges that are facing the continent.
Specifically talking about the challenges to the African continent, people have said that the forum has been ongoing for some time now, with many African heads of state and government participating. But critics say that it has become a talk shop with no visible impact to improve the lives of Africans. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's important to note that talking is important. Dialogue precedes action. So having people meet to discuss and share views as well as insights on how to address the challenges we face is very important. That notwithstanding, in the sector of agriculture, where over the last 3 years we've been working on an agriculture-related initiative called Grow Africa, and just over the last 2 years, we have had $7 billion of investment committed being mobilized, and this is already translated into this $1 billion actually being invested. And more impressively, the majority of this investment comes from African companies. So this is one important area because it is translating into new jobs. It is changing the lives of small farmers. The statistics that we have so far indicate that up to 2.6 million smallholder farmers have had a positive impact to date. $7 billion of investment commitments have been mobilized over the past 2 years, and about $1 billion has already been invested. And this is very impressive because the majority of that investment is by African companies. And these investments have created 33,000 new jobs and have directly impacted 2.6 million smallholder farmers in a positive way.
What should Africans expect, especially the people of Nigeria, that will be hosting the World Economic Forum?
Well, the first level of impact really is deepening the understanding of this sub-region. This is the first time that the meeting is taking place in West Africa, and importantly in Nigeria, at a time when Nigeria has just recently emerged also the largest economy in Africa. So at one level, just increasing understanding of what is happening here, because as you may be aware, West Africa is currently the fastest growing sub-region in Africa. And so there are curiosities around what exactly is happening, how is this coming about. The second important level of impact is that the whole focus of this meeting is to say we need to go beyond the traditional measures of growth, because the growth that we have seen over the last 10 years has not translated into the jobs that were expected, has not had significant impact on poverty as was expected, and we continue to see increasing levels of inequality. So the focus of our meeting really is to revisit the growth by paying attention to how we can ensure that the majority of Africans can participate in the growth process, as well as the benefit more from the outcomes. And this will be a focus of the various discussions that will take place. And the other level of impact also is that we are discussing a new aspect, placing stronger emphasis. And this is the role of women and the economic empowerment of women. Security, without peace and stability, it is difficult to make progress in any respect, as well as human rights, because we seem to be seeing countries rolling back on their commitment to protecting the rights of all their citizens and ensuring that everyone has a right to a better future in Africa and be part of the prosperity picture that they're setting out. So these are some new aspects that we're putting extra emphasis to. Nonetheless, we continue to maintain conversations about areas that remain important. Infrastructure remains important. Food security remains important. Skills and bridging Africa's skills gap, improving quality of education, as well as better matching between the education and the talent that is coming out of education institutions and the talent that the employment sector requires. There are also aspects that will be discussed and touched upon, and our expectation is there will be new commitments made to make further progress.
People are concerned about security. What assurances has the government of Nigeria given about ensuring security during the conference?
Well, the government of Nigeria is very concerned about security overall, the country, not just for the conference. That notwithstanding, this is the largest international event of its kind that has been hosted here, and the government is putting in place major security measures to ensure that the meeting takes place peacefully. It's also important to note that we have over 15 current and former heads of state and government present, and it is important for the government to uphold the safety of these leaders. So we are very confident in the efforts that the Nigerian government has put into place, because we take concerns about security very seriously.